called a flat land next to a river or a stream?
Bottom land. We call it bottom land because it's low.
What about land that you've, where you've got hay you're using for raising hay?
Be meadow land.
Okay.
For meadow.
What about out this way where they have just the
timberland or?
What about like Fleming? There's a road down there, Fleming.
Fleming Prairie?
What's a prairie?
Prairie is no trees. In our way of expressing things, when you get below Victoria or Fleming Prairie, was called Fleming Prairie, but, and it was all grazing land, no trees.
Mm-hmm.
Prairies, no trees.
Did they cut the trees down on purpose?
They weren't no more than the trees, Barbara. Timberland and prairie land.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is timberland, where you see the woods.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this here was cleaned, the wood was taken off of it and cleaned. But down there, what they call Fleming Prairie, there never was any wood.
You cleaned all of this land here?
Some of it wasn't too many trees, and they were taken out, just like the field you come in here. There were some trees, and they were could take them out, but it wasn't, not like prairie land.
Mm-hmm. What would you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Lowland.
What about a place that's real muddy and trees growing in it? And
it would be a kind of a swamp-like.
Do they have swamps around here?
Very little.
We have a little area on our place.
Very little.
What would you call a sort of a swampland that's got salt water?
I don't know, Barbara, really, what you'd call that. That's along the coast.
Do y'all go out there very much? Do y'all go out there to the coast?
We go every now and then, not as much as we used to anymore. I can't take it. We just came back yesterday from the, or day before yesterday, was it, Mom?
Day before yesterday.
Yeah. We have been down at the coast for 2 days. And, but that's salt.
Where the rice fields are down.
Well, no, it's just salt something, but I really don't know the term of it.
What do you call the body of water?
A lake.
Huh?
A lake.
Or salt water.
Could be salt water lake or freshwater lake.
What about down
the bay? We call these inland, this side of the deep water is bay.
Mm-hmm.
B-A-Y, bay.
What does that open into?
Into the Gulf.
And if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you wanted to...
You would drain it, try to drain it.
What would you dig to drain the water?
Trenches.
Hmm?
Trenches.
Would you still call it a trench if you had dug it big enough to where a boat could go through?
It could be a canal or a trench.
Mm-hmm.
Or a canal.
And a small rise in land would be a
knoll, you could call it a knoll or a hill like.
Okay. To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob?
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Yes. A knob could be a small rise in a low place, a knob of land. Yes, that's right.
How's that different from a knoll?
Same thing.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill
would be a mound.
Huh?
A mound.
Okay. What about bigger than that?
Mountain.
Okay.